jonkun. On mä etsi miettiä. Ehkä hän häyli on kiinan.
This is tape 2,
14:58 on.
Since we were this is not honest.
14:58:41.
She's telling how to take care of your camp and also your fire and your cooking place, that you must never let your fire die out. And so they go get some dead oak trees and bring them back and have them burn, and they last long time, so that's what they use to keep the fire going all the time, and that's what they used to do, because that's another part of training that they got. It's a part of the training your daughters. Mainly they are cooking there when they're talking, so mainly on the tape is how to raise your child to, or your daughters to, if they're girls, to, and a part of the raising your child is like, okay, the mother teaches the daughter and the father teaches the son, so that is a part of the training that they have to give their daughters, or that's a part of the training they got when they were to keep their fire going all the time. And even it's not really inflamed, it has to be in ashes, it's always burning.
Like
I said, the other lady in the blue is from a part of where it's nothing but mostly water, swampland. So she said there is a certain tree that they have to cut for them to keep their fire going. The other lady said she used oak, but she's saying there's another name of that tree that she can't think of the name of the tree, but she said that's what they use for theirs to keep the fire going all the time. And use those four logs. And I'm saying there is, when I was a young girl, I didn't have a grandmother to teach me, so my grandfather on my father's side told me that the reason you use four logs is to purpose for setting on, cooking on, and also when somebody is traveling, another clan is traveling through your camp or near your camp, and if they was to come in your camp, well, you would welcome in your camp for them to stay overnight or something, and if the other clan wants to set on the log, you know which it is, and you would tell them, and they would sit on that while they're sharing your camp fire with you, cooking their meals. And that's what I was taught from my grandfather. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to go to the house.
She's saying that when somebody come to your camp and you have a visitor at your home in your camp, and you, if you don't have any food or anything, in our days, we have to cook fresh meat, what is killed today, and food was scarce, that even if somebody visitor comes, if you don't have coffee, offer them coffee. If you got sake, offer them sake. If you don't have anything, offer them water. That is one of our custom that we was brought up in, but today it is dying out. That when they see you coming, they lock the doors, and you have to go around there. So today is dying out, and that was a part of a main teaching. It's about how to welcome the visitors in your home, and share your safki with them, or coffee, or water. And that was a part of a teaching about the raising kids, and also how to run your home, your household, take care of your camp. That's also the thing. We're talking about that now, that the fire is kind of getting low, and we need more fire. It says if you build a fire too high, it will boil over. So you have to build a fire a certain way, a certain heat, in order to have the sake boiling right and the fry bread frying right. But since today is really windy, so we have a difficult time trying to cook. But also, that's another part of training that you have to get, is learn how to cook in a windy weather and calm weather, and how to use your fire. And like slow cook, just use the ashes and all that. And also she's saying, when you sit over there with your long skirt, it's blocking the wind, so keep sitting there. That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. She says, I don't eat fried, so give me that dough and let me put it on the fire and kind of roast it. So I dropped it. It's Sunday. He says, okay, I'll cook it for the dogs then. But she said that the fire is getting warm up again, but it's dying down. So put more logs in it. And that's what we are saying there.
So now,
They're saying that we're gonna tell about the other part about how to take care of your home is other than cooking, how you should take care of your home or how you should take care of your camp. I mean, it's like a household job, and also how to raise your kids, and that's what we're gonna start telling now. And says I think that's the reason one of the ladies says my home is so clean, but that's another part they said we're gonna tell now, but it's a part of the teaching of another thing is about the being brought up as an Indian girl or Indian child. And that's what we're gonna tell now. That part, I don't think we should get that. But she's going to start telling about things before you turn it off. Because most of the time, they give a signal to go ahead. Then we stop. Then that time, we thought they had it off. But then the head starts telling something about being a housewife or being a mother. That's what we start talking before you turn it off. So go ahead and continue. Let's see what Okay, go ahead.
This is 1504:30.
She is saying that to teach your daughter to how to take care of home is you should take care of keep your camp clean and don't have a lot of trash laying around. And also, when they start having your daughter start having children when they're married, that they should learn how to take care of their children and teach them as what you're teaching them. And also, she's including the boys, that the even the boys, even if you got sons, there's no harm in for you to tell him that you must always, it's your duty to hunt and take care of them, and also it's your duty to keep weeds from growing in the camp, and also how to be a father. And that's what she's telling right now, that about that, that's what they taught us. Then also, as you notice, we start talking and we start moving those pots and around. It's getting Safka's almost finished, so she's saying we should scoot it over a little bit this way and put the other frying pan that way. But that's in the States where we are not trying to get where they be together or lean together. So that's what we say, and you move this side and you move the other side, and the fire is a certain heat now. That's what she's saying. That's why me and other girl, or my sister Karen and Carol, we are moving around a certain way. I guess you noticed that, how we moving around the frying pan, and that how she's moving it. That's why she's telling us how to move that. And she said that's how you're teaching your daughters how to move the pots on top of the fire. She's we got a little interruption there, but the lady is talking very low, and I couldn't hardly hear her. Even now, I can hardly hear her. But she is telling a story about and her claim how she was brought up and how she was taught was that when she was young, they taught her that which she should pass it on to her children, that when she gets married, when she becomes a wife and a mother, her duties are to take care of the home, and her duties are to see that always help her husband when he needs help, and always take care of his needs and raise his children, which was part of the teaching she got. And also, you got a home, you must never always be somewhere else. Instead of be at your camp where your home is, your wife, your place is home, and your place is home. And back then, the husband raised a garden and planting corns and vegetables. Is part of your job to see that you help him, and when the harvest come, it was up to your duty to help him harvest, and always be side of your husband, taking care of him and your family and your camp. That's what she said. She's telling more, but we stop there. Okay, stop there. Let me finish telling what the lady in blue said.
Okay, 1508-14.
She was, Mitty is saying that when you become a wife, that a certain limit you can go with your husband's permission, but no beyond than your camp, you're not allowed to go unless you got the permission of your husband, or if it's a special where you have to, means like you have to go out and gather some wood, or have some camps have a water hole is far away from the camp that you have to walk a certain distance, sometimes half a mile or a mile to get the water, decent water for your family. That's what she meant, that if you have to go, you got a certain limit to go, but no beyond than that. That's what she was taught, and she was taught to pass it on to her children, that when she was a young girl. And so that's what I was taught. Then the other one starts on from there. Okay.
Okay. 1509-33.
The part of we was laughing a little bit was that when you were young, before you were married, when you're cooking by the fire, you hear those burning fire, where you hear pop signing, there's ashes breaks out and pops, and it pops towards you a lot. That means that you will have a lot of children. So it was popping, and one of us was saying that, am I going to have a lot of children? And that's why we was laughing in there. But that's another part of the education is that, but anyway, they tell you that if it keeps popping at you, that means you will have a lot of children. And also, she's saying that how to teach your boys, part of the boys' life is that when you're married to another clan, like panther married a bird, or a bird married a wind, or a bear married a snake, you have to marry it in unto another clan, which was against our people, that we could not marry another, we could marry another clan, but not our own clan, because they we are relatives. So she's saying that then if you're married, if you're a man, a boy, then when you married this woman who is if you're a bear and she's a wind, okay, and her family gets into argument or into a fight, and family fight, that is their family fight. So you must never step in and try to, you know, to get in a fight with them, unless if it becomes serious where they look like they're going to really hurt each other or something, that is your duty to just stop, step in and try to stop it. But other than that, it is not your place to get in there and tell that your wife's claim to what to do, what they should do, or jump on them and start fighting with them, which is not part of you. It's not for your part to do that. That you must never do that unless it comes to where there's serious crime or hurt. Look like where there's somebody will get hurt. Then you would get in and try to stop. That's what she's saying. That's how she taught her sons how to be like that. And when she was raising her other part, she was telling her how she taught her daughters. And now I'm telling what I taught my boys. That's what she's saying. That she's telling how she taught her boys. That's what she said. I think it skipped before that. This is why I want to record her. Go ahead. Stop now.
15:10:29.
That's a record that I like to get on that lady. What I was saying was that I was taught that when you come to your husband's people, I was taught that when you come to your husband's people and go into their camp and their fireplace, you have right to go in there and cook food and feed your in-laws or your husband's people. But you have no say or try to control over that fire. You are asked permission, and since you're married to that family, you have a permission to cook there and feed your husband and his family and his people. But I was taught that you must never try to control that area. Your place is just to cook and feed them. And if it's your own camp, your own place, that's where you have control. But if you're using that fire, you don't have no control but just to cook and feed your people. That's what I was taught. Then the lady getting there and the man getting there are Indian medicine man and Indian medicine woman, which she will tell us and sing us some songs how to take care of your home and protect your home But the man, the Indian medicine man, came just as a guest to sit in and listen to us, and which is he is close to 100 years old, and which is the part of I grow up where we have a very old man and a very old woman always sit by, and if they have a story to tell us, they would tell us. But that was a part of my growing up. So he is my great uncle, which he have felt like he had a right to be there with us, which he did, which I really appreciate him being there, and I'm glad he's there. And Susie, the Indian medicine woman, Susie Billy, would start how to, in other words, we were telling us how to take care of it. Okay, she is going to be telling how to prevent something like, we are a superstitious family, and back those days, we had people that knows a lot of Indian medicine, that they would put a black medicine or some on our home, that she would sing some songs how to protect you home from people are like that, that people that will try to destroy your home or your marriage, in other words, they say, scatter your children, and you would wind up homeless, and that's what she is there to tell us in that department. So go ahead and start that. I want to listen.